Maran in Choshen Mishpat Siman Lamed Daled talks about the qualifications in order to be a kosher witness, a kosher ed. Kosher ed manifests itself in many ways. Number one, to testify in Bet Din in order to take money from one person to another, serves as a witness, or an ed to sign on a shtar, to sign on a document, or for example, an ed to witness a kiddushin, to validate the marriage. So there's laws what makes an ed kasher, and what makes an ed pasul. Rasha pasul le'edut. That's clear. Somebody that has the status of a rasha is pasul. The question is a rasha? Kol she'abar abira shel Torah b'mezid b'hayavim aleha mita o karet o malkut. So if a person transgresses a sin from the Torah, the Mezid, a type of sin that either has but not a death penalty, or it has a karet penalty, or it has a malkut, ben sha'ava le'achis, whether he did it, the anger, out of anger, to anger God, ben sha'ava le'tavon, or he just can't control himself, out of lust, the Torah kira'ato rasha. In all those cases, the Torah refers to that person as a rasha, sh'ne'emar, v'ya in bina kota rasha. Which means, really the Torah's usage of the word rasha is written by an avera that's punishable by malkut, by lashes. Therefore, it has to be a lo ta'aseh. A person that commits a negative commandment that's punishable by lashes, but it says, v'ya in bin hakot rasha. Hakot rasha. So, once we say malkut, or the more so if he's hayab mita, that's even stronger than malkut, he's of course he's a rasha, or the more so if he's hayab karet as well. So that would be the general rule to make a rasha. He has to transgress a negative commandment that's punishable by malkut, karet, or hayuv mita. As opposed to, for example, somebody that transgresses the mitzvah aseh. For example, he doesn't shake a lulav on Sukkot. Okay, he's oved in aseh. It would not make him pasul le'edut. Or let's say he doesn't sit in the sukkah on Sukkot. Although he's transgressing a positive commandment, he does not render himself pasul le'edut. Now, there's another situation where the person would be called a rasha. For example, let's say somebody is ragil, is accustomed to use his hands in violence. He raises his hands against his friend, and he's a violent guy. He beats up people. He gives them a makot. So the Torah calls him a rasha. Like it says when even somebody raises his hand towards his friend, he's called a rasha. Like when Moshe Rabbeinu told the fellow in Egypt, rasha, lamma takere'echa. He didn't actually hit his friend yet. He just was magbiya. He just lifted his hands up. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Seif Katan, he, varagil hagbiya yad al havero, pasul le'edut midrabbanan. Now why is it only pasul midrabbanan? We'll see that Torah kerato rasha. The rule is, the guy's called a rasha, he's pasul le'edut, and this guy's called a rasha. So then why does Aruch HaShulchan say that it's only midrabbanan? It's because there's no tashlumin, and there's no malkut in such a case. Why is there no malkut in such a case? Because he pays. If a person punches his friend, he damages him, so he has to pay the damages. So since he has to pay the damages, so therefore there's no malkut in such a case. So therefore we're not rendering pasul de'oraita. Although there are some mefarshim that say that no, he is pasul de'oraita. Because since there is a situation where you would be hayav malkut, where you hit your friend, let's say a person hit his friend, less than a shaveh peruta's worth of damage. So therefore there's no monetary payment because it's less than a shaveh peruta. But there'll be a malkut. So since it's possible in the scenario of malkut, of hitting a person, that there is a malkut situation where there's less than a shaveh peruta of damage, so therefore it's considered an avera that has malkut, therefore will be pasul medoraita. Again, these halachot remind us the importance of validating the edim before they are chosen to either testify at a wedding or in on a shtar. It's very important not just to pick any two guys that a person has an acquaintance with. Okay, mechavod, as a hakarat tov, I want you to be a witness at my wedding. No, it's not so pashut. That's why we always say you have to try to choose the most worthy and the most religious and the most pious out of the group in order to be the Eidim. So Chas v'Shalom, you shouldn't run into the problems that we are mentioning here.